God told him when he met Jesus on that road of Damascus. And he came to Damascus where Ananias came in and laid his hands on him, and he received his sight back and told him what Jesus said. And he told him that he was going to preach the gospel to the Gentile world, and he would suffer persecution. And that Paul did. And he said, none of these things move me. Sometimes people get a little persecution talked about. I used to cry a little, whine around a little bit when people talk about me. And I knew I had my faults and all of this. I knew that. But I finally grew up a little. You know, you grow up, you know. And, you know, I'm not trying to be arrogant. I promise you I'm not. Not in the least bit. I care less what people say about me. I care less. You say what you want to. I'm going to keep right on preaching. Keep right on studying, learning. I'm seeking to improve myself so I can properly share the gospel with the people who wants it. Because if you don't want it, somebody wants this. And so by somebody saying something about what I believe, and see, if you believe the Bible, people are going to hate you anyway. You haven't even noticed that? If you stand on what the Word of God said, they're going to criticize you because you have a lot of people full of tradition, full of religion, full of unbelief, full of something else somebody has said. But this has worked for my wife and I for many years. And I think we got the proof in the pudding. You know what I mean by that? Do I need to explain this? Proof in the pudding. Let me tell the story real quick. You know, back in the days when I was a young boy, they still did it, but you don't see it happening too much now. After service, some of the members, they would invite the pastor and wife over to dinner. They would cook dinner for the pastor, right? But we don't see that today. I guess we just don't see that today. And so this particular woman, she wanted to fix him a potato pie. And she fixed it, and it looked good. Look good. He got through with his dinner, ate the potato pie. He just kept bragging on it. He said, sister, that potato pie was something. He just kept bragging on that potato pie. He said, so he bragged on it. So when he left, she said, let me go in and taste that potato pie. Because he bragged on it. And she tasted it, and she forgot to put the sugar in it. So she finally got him back. A term came around again to invite. She said, invite the pastor to dinner or lunch. At that time, with dinner, we call it lunch now. You can see how things have changed. And so she said, I'm going to make sure I put that sugar in this potato pie. She put the sugar in, she tasted it. It was just on point. He ate the potato pie. He didn't say a word. She finally got around to him. She said, Pastor, last time I was here, I fixed that potato pie, and you bragged on it, you bragged on it, you bragged on it. But this time I fixed it, and I know I put the sugar in it, and I know it tastes good, and you ain't say a word. He said, well, this one spoke for itself, but the oven needs some help. Somebody had to say something. So, amen. Amen. Praise God. How I got there, I don't know. But our scriptures up here on the screen said, but none of these things what move me. Persecution. Talked about. Criticized. Lied on. And He said, neither count I my life dear unto myself, that I might finish what? My course with joy. And the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to do what? Testify the gospel of the grace of God. To testify of the gospel of the grace of God. This persecution was put on Paul to try to make him change or water down or back off in preaching the gospel. I want to give me, I don't have this, but let me do this. Give me Galatians chapter 1, and I may pick up at verse 1, but give me verse 2 at least. Galatians 1 and 2. I'm going to show you why persecution and pressure were put on Paul. When you decide to become a believer and follow the gospel and practice the word and follow and be led by the Spirit, persecution will be put on you because we have a lot of religious people that don't believe the Bible as it is. They added their theories. Some man pulled off on this man, pulled off on that man. And we got about 400, ain't no telling how many different denominations we have. And the scripture just bears it out so clear. One Lord, one faith, right? One baptism, one God, Father of all, who above all, and all. And there isn't but one gospel to preach. But there are different operations in that gospel. But when you preach the gospel through the fivefold ministry gifts, they will all complement and support and teach and train the body so the body can become what? Whole, sound, functionable, and accomplish God's will. But when you got men who wants to try to teach and lead people from their, I call it their finite mind, and it brings a lot of confusion, and this is why we have this right here. And we even have many translations of this gospel. And the Holy and you need the Holy Spirit. You need to be born again. You need the Holy Spirit. And you need call teachers, call ministry gift to sit on. You should have enough spirit in you when you hear garbage, not to take that garbage. You should have read enough. I can understand a baby that have never been taught anything. But when you heard some word, you can read for yourself. I know there are some people that don't read as well as others, but you can listen to tapes. I mean, that's all kind of way. I can punch this thing, it'll start talking. But all right. But here's why there was so much persecution. And when you decide that you're going to obey God rather than just follow along with the crowd, you're going to get persecuted. And they're going to talk about you. They'll talk behind your back. They'll get in your faith. They'll tell you, oh, I love you. You're the greatest thing ever hit planet Earth. And the next thing you know, you can't find them. Got all that kind of stuff. So you can't put your trust in people like that. You have to trust God.